He'd also double up the kick drum, play double hits with his foot, like this. And he wasn't using two kick drums.
And neither are you. You're just using one kick pedal on one kick drum.
It's similar to what he plays on When the Levee Breaks. And here's a classic John Bonham style drum fill, right here. Another hard rock drummer who I admire a lot is Dave Grohl. When he was drumming for Nirvana, he used to do a lot of kick and snare interplay, like this.
Yeah, that sounds a bit like that Nirvana song, Scentless Apprentice.
Like John Bonham, Dave Grohl also did a lot of open quarter note hi-hat.
And here's how this might sound with some guitar over it. Awesome. Thanks, Jeff. We're going to have Jeff Anthony back for a future podcast to show us country and blues shuffle and reggae drumming, but today we're going to leave with Jeff playing in the style of Dave Garibaldi, who's from Oakland and drums with Tower of Power.
He pioneered a style of funk drumming called linear drumming. He would never play any two drums at the same time. With most beats, the hi-hat and the kick might both play on the one or the three, or the hi-hat and the snare might both play on the two or the four. In linear drumming, that never happens. Here it is in 16th notes.
If you check out the podcast page at Pandora.com, you'll find audio examples of well-known songs that use these kinds of rhythms. For Pandora, I'm Kevin Seal.